Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A lawsuit alleging discriminatory traffic enforcement and ticketing practices by the Buffalo Police Department is making its way through the federal court process. On Wednesday, lawyers representing Black Love Resists in the Rust asked the court to consider the case as a class action lawsuit, which could bring to thousands of Black and Latino motorists ticketed or arrested at checkpoints financial restitution. Bianca Bassett of Black Love Resists in the Rust spoke afterwards.
This lawsuit is about accountability. For decades of violence, exploitation, harassment, and intimidation of Black and brown folk in Buffalo's poorest neighborhoods by the Buffalo Police, which impacts our social, economic, and mental well-being.
A spokesperson told WBFO the city does not comment on pending litigation. Voters will have a chance to hear from candidates for the Buffalo Board of Education at a forum tonight. Sponsored by the Urban Think Tank of Buffalo, the NYCLU, and EdTrust New York, the forum runs from 6 to 7:30 at Mount Olive Baptist Church on East Delavan Avenue. Topics expected to be addressed include improving literacy, school safety, and fostering a diverse teacher workforce. And the annual debate hosted by St. Joseph's Collegiate Institute will take place this morning, featuring the candidates for Erie County District Attorney, Republican James Gardner, and the Democrat Acting District Attorney Michael Kane will take questions from students. The event has been a St. Joe's staple since 1984. A kayaker on Lake Erie is safe this morning following quick action by Chautauqua County first responders. Sheriff's deputies say they were alerted just before 3:30 Wednesday afternoon of a kayak that overturned near the Dan Reed Pier in the town of Westfield. With a man clinging to his kayak about 400 yards from the pier, the Chautauqua County Water Emergency Team was dispatched. The team worked to rescue the man and bring him safely to shore. Research continues on the impacts of lead poisoning. The subject was discussed Wednesday at the University of Buffalo's Community Health Equity Research Institute Annual Research Day, where doctoral candidate Leah Bartlow spoke of how lead poisoning affects early childhood development.
A child could be exposed to lead when they're one or two, but then when they're in third or fourth grade, that's when they start to have real difficulties, or maybe in middle school. Because brain development is constant, it's not really, every child's going to be different.
The presentation was followed by a proclamation by Chairwoman of the Erie County Legislature, April Baskin, recognizing International Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. And the public is being asked to weigh in on expansion plans for the Buffalo and Erie County Botanical Gardens. An informational session was held Wednesday night on the plans that would renovate 14,000 square feet of space while adding a new 16,000 square foot building. The space would feature a new accessible visitors entrance, classrooms for education, and an expanded gift shop, along with other amenities. Online input is welcome through October 30th at buffalogardens.com.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.